We are doing Daf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. First word of the Masechta is Mashkin. This Mishnah is going to talk about how one is allowed to irrigate fields in Chol HaMoed. The basic rules that the Mishnah is working with in terms of what malachas you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, what malachas you're not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed. We know that Chol HaMoed is not the same as Shabbos, that we do certain things on Chol HaMoed that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but we also should know, not everyone does know, that Chol HaMoed is not the same as a weekday. There are things that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed that you are allowed to do on a weekday. The basic rule the Mishnah is going to be working with is that a davar ha'avid is mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. Anything that if you don't do, it will result in a loss. There's going to be a problem, there's going to be a loss. If you don't do it, that would be mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. You don't have to lose money or lose an opportunity because of failure to work on Chol HaMoed. So that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. But even for a davar ha'avid, even for something where there's going to be a loss, if it involves tircha yaseira, if it involves a lot of work, a lot of burdensome work, then you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. That's the rule. Now the Mishnah is going to give details, but that's the basic rule the Mishnah is working with. Davar ha'aved is mutter. If it's something that would involve a loss, it's mutter. But even if it's davar aved, if it's tircha yaseira, a lot of extra burden, a lot of extra work, then it's going to be aser. Let's see the Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed uvashvius. One is allowed to water a beis hashlachin field. Beis hashlachin is a type of field. It's one of the concepts here. It's a type of field that needs to be watered. It doesn't get rainwater. You need to water in order for it to grow. The reason you're allowed to water a beis hashlachin is because if you don't, it's all going to die and the whole field is going to be destroyed and ruined. And that's what we call, what's the term? If you don't water it, it's going to be a davar ha'aved. Exactly, because the whole field is going to be ruined. You're allowed to therefore water it b'moed on Chol HaMoed uvashvius and during Shemitah. Bein mimayin sheyatza b'tchila, bein mimayin shelo yatza b'tchila. Whether it's a brand new spring of water that's being used for the first time, or whether it's an old reliable spring of water that's always been used. Aval ein mashkin, lo mimei hagashamim, but you're not allowed to water the field from rainwater that has gathered together in puddles. Velo mimei hakilon, nor in water that's gathered together in a pipe or something. Ve'ein osin ugios l'gafanim. You're also not allowed to dig a little hole around the grapevines to allow water to gather underneath the grapevines. All of that would be considered too much tircha, to schlep rainwater, even though it's a davar aved, it's for a field that will get destroyed if you don't do it, but to schlep rainwater, to do things like that, would be considered too much tircha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein osinas ha'ama b'tchila b'moed. You're not allowed to make the waterway that goes through a field. You're not allowed to build a waterway to go through a field on Chol HaMoed. The waterway is called an ama. Anyone want to guess why it's called an ama? What does ama mean? Right, because it was the size of an ama. Exactly, it was an ama wide. So you're not allowed to build that on Chol HaMoed. Uvashvi is nor on Shemitah year. The Chum say you are allowed to make it on Shemitah year. And you're allowed to fix the ones that are ruined, that are destroyed on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to make a new one on Chol HaMoed, but if you have an Amma, a waterway that's broken, you can fix it on Chol HaMoed. If you have water, a body of water that's gotten ruined by being too close to Rosh HaRabim, where people kick pebbles into it and dirt and things like that, you're allowed to fix that on Chol HaMoed. V'chotetinosan, you can pull out, you can pull out the pebbles and the dirt and clean it out. Umisaknin es hadrachim, you're allowed to fix streets, pave roads. Ve'esarachovos, and the town square, you're allowed to, the marketplace, you're allowed to pave and make it nice and usable. Ve'es mikvos hamayim, and you're allowed to make mikvahs. Ve'osin kol tzarchei rabim, and you could do anything that the community needs. It's not your own personal need. That's a need of the community. Let's say home repairs, right? You're not allowed to make your own home repairs if it's not something that's a davar aved on Chol HaMoed. But what about a repair to a shul? That's tzarchei rabim. That's for the masses. That's for the whole community. That you're allowed to do. Umitzaynin as hakvaros, You're allowed to mark off graves in Chol HaMoed. Why is it so important to mark off graves? Who cares whether someone knows that if a person's buried there or not? Why is that a major? Why is that a major need? Why do we need to know? What? So that a Kohen should know not to go there. V'yotzin afal haklayim. And when Beis Din would send people out to tell them to rip up the klayim, rip up, what's klayim? Right. Klayim is when you have two different things that are planted near each other, that don't belong near each other. So Beis Din would send out shluchim to tell everyone that we got to go rip up all the klayim that's out there in the in your fields. So the Beis Din's allowed to send their messengers out, even on Chol HaMoed. So the main point, number one, the Mishnah, you'll see it in the margin over here, the Mishnah teaches, I can't read my own handwriting, I don't know what that says, that we can I don't know what I wrote over there. The Mishnah teaches that we can water a field on Chol HaMoed only if it's a davar aved and not a tirchi yaseira. How? It teaches how. How we can water a field on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah teaches us how we can water a field on Chol HaMoed, but it has to be only if it's a davar aved and it's not a tirchi yaseira. Again, davar aved means it's going to be ruined if we don't do it. And not a tirchi yaseira, it can't be too much burden. Gemara, says the Gemara, wait a second. Hashti yeshlomer mimayin shiyatza b'tchila da'asi in pulei mashkin. We said in the Mishnah that a brand new waterway you're allowed to use to irrigate a field. Mimayin shaloyatza b'tchila de'lo asi in pulei. An old waterway that you know is reliable and is not going to cave in and is going to work. Mibayi, do you need to tell me that you're allowed to do that? Meaning, if you're even allowed to use a new waterway, which might break, and therefore your whole watering might be for naught, the whole thing might be just tirchi yaseira because it might not do anything. So if you're allowed to do that, then for sure an old reliable one you should be allowed to use. So Amri, so why does it have to tell me that you're allowed to use that you're allowed to use? It should be obvious. Says Mara Amri Itzrich. We say that we needed to tell me that you're allowed to use an old one and a new one. Because itana mayan shiatsu b'tchila, if it only would have told me you're allowed to use a new waterway, hava mina hacha hu debes hashlachin in beis habal lo, I would say, yeah, that's when it's only by a new waterway that you are not allowed to water a beis habal with. A beis habal is a field that doesn't really need you to water it. It gets rainwater. So I would say, okay, for a field that's not going to get ruined anyway, and is therefore not what? What's the term? Is not a davar aved. That's when you can't use a brand new waterway. Mishum da'asi lin pule, because it might cave in, it might be worthless. Aval mayan shaloyatza b'tchila, but an old reliable waterway, de'loasi lin pule, where you know it's not going to cave in, Ema afilu beis habal nami. I might think you can even use for a beis habal, for a field that needs rainwater. So it gets rainwater. Kamashkalan, that's why it has to come and teach me. Loshna mayin shiyatza b'tchila, veloshna mayin shalo yatza b'tchila. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a new waterway or an old waterway. Beis hashlachin in, beis habal lo. You're allowed to water a field that's going to need it and is going to die without it, but you're not allowed to water a field that doesn't really need it and won't die without it. So, main point number two. One can never water a beis habal on Chol HaMoed, even with a reliable water source. Again, one can never water a beis habal on Chol HaMoed. What's a beis habal? A field that
gets rainwater.
You can never water a beis habal on Chol HaMoed, even if you're using a reliable water source. Ask the Gemara, these are strange terms, beis habal, beis hashlachin, how do those words mean a field that gets water, that doesn't get water? Umay mashma dahai beis hashlachin lishna ditzachusahi. How do we know that the term beis hashlachin means a thirsty field, a field that needs water? Where in the word shlachin do you see thirsty? Dechziv, because the pasuk says, va'ata ayef viyageya, that you are worn and tired, and umetargamin on the targum on that pasuk is, va'at mishalchi v'la'i. When it describes worn out and tired, when you feel tired, you're very often thirsty. And the term it uses is mishalchi. So what do you see? That a beis hashlachin means a field that is thirsty. Umay mashma dahai beis habal lishna demiyasvusahi. How do I know the word beis habal means a field that's satiated and that's comfortable and satisfied and happy? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Ki yival bachur besula. When a young boy, a young man, is boel a besula, a young woman. Umetargaminon, and the targum, the pasuk is actually not describing men women relationships at all. The pasuk is describing what Yerushalayim is going to be like in Lasalavo, how Yerushalayim is going to be comfortable and everything is going to be happy and everyone's going to be calm. So the imagery God uses is like a young couple that's so excited to start their lives together and things are clicking and everything is going well. So it says Ki yival bachur besula. Umetargaminon, the targum on that pasuk is Ari kama dimitosav olam im besulta, just like a young person is a young man is happy with his young wife. Yis yasvun begaveich banayich. So too, your children Jerusalem are gonna dwell in you. So we see that base ba'al refers to being satisfied, like a young man is satisfied with his wife. So main point number three, the Gemara uses psukim. It really should have been the targum of certain psukim teach us where the terms beis hashlachan and beis habal come from. The targum of the certain psukim, of a couple of psukim, teach us where the terms beis hashlachan and beis habal come from. Now, last thing the Gemara is going to discuss on the Amud is our Mishnah worked with a very simple rule. What was the rule we started our Mishnah with? You're allowed to do malachan chalamoed for a davar aved. But even when it's a davar aved, you're not allowed to do something that's tircha yaseira, that's a big burden. So all our Gemara is going to try to do now is say, who's the Tana that holds those rules are true? Who could the Tana of our Mishnah be that holds both of those rules? That you're not allowed to do, you're allowed to do something that's a davar aved, but not if it's a tircha yaseira. So man Tana de pseida in harvachalo. Who's the Tana that holds that only if it's going to be a loss, only if it's a davar aved, you're allowed to do it. But if it's just to make extra money, it's just to benefit some more, you're not allowed to do it. So va'afilu b'makom pseida mitrach nami lo tarchinan. And also holds that even if it is a loss, you're still not allowed to do extra tircha. Who could the Tana be? Two opinions who the Tana might be. Opinion number one. Amr of Huna Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ditnan, because it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Moshchin es hamayim me'ilan le'ilan, uvelvad shlo yashka es hasadakula. You're allowed to drag water, schlep water, from one tree to the next, as long as, because trees need to be watered. Trees aren't going to, rainwater is not going to be enough. As long as you don't water the rest of the field, which could be watered by the rain. You're not allowed to water the rest of the field because it could be watered by the rain. That's not a davar aved. But the trees, you're allowed to water. So that's the opinion. You see very clearly. He holds that you're allowed to water the trees. Why? Because the trees are a davar aved. So Emer, the Shamat Leila Rabbi Lezer, Harvacha, Delo Tircha, B'makom Seda, Mi Shamat Le. So, but all you see from that is that he doesn't allow watering a field that's not a davar aved. How do I know that when something is a davar aved, he would say you're not allowed to do extra tircha? We don't see the full picture just from that shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ella Amrav Papa, so Rav Papa says, second possibility. Now, you know who the author of our Mishnah is? Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, because we have a brisa that says as follows. Mayan Hayotzi B'tchila. If you have a brand new spring of water, mashkin mimenu afilu sada beis habal divra meir, you're allowed to use that spring of water even to water a field that gets rainwater, according to Rav Meir. Does that agree with our Mishnah? That you're allowed to water a field that normally gets rainwater?
No.
No, because our Mishnah would say, if it gets rainwater, it's not a davar aved, you're not allowed to do it. So we know our Mishnah is definitely not Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mashkin al Sada Beis Hashlachin Shecharva. You're only allowed to water a field that needs to be watered, otherwise it will get ruined, and it has no other waterway, it's destroyed, it's dried up. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Lokach Velokach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you can't water anything, that it's none of it's okay. Yes, sir, al kainam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda then added another thing, and he said, Lo yifna adam amas hamayim v'yashka l'ginosa l'churvaso b'chalo shel moed. A person is not allowed to divert a water passage to water his garden or his ruin on chalo moed. My churva. So what does it mean that if your field is churva, Rabbi Yehuda said, then you're allowed to water it on chalo moed. What does that mean? If it means it's totally dried out and it's ruined, lomeli demashkila, then watering it doesn't help. You know, like you get to a certain point in the summer, if you haven't turned on your sprinklers yet, and your grass is brown, it's not going to help anymore. Once it's dead, it's too late. So it's not going to help. Rabbi Yehuda can't be telling me, oh, water your field once it's dead. That's ridiculous. That doesn't help. No, what it means is its old water source has been destroyed. And now it needs a new water source to survive. Its old sprinkler system is dead. So you need a new sprinkler system in order to keep it alive. That's where Rabbi Yehuda said you're allowed to water the field. Why? That's a davar ha'aved. If you don't water it, it's going to be ruined. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah omar lokach v'lokach. Lo shna charav mayana, v'lo shna lo charav mayana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says it doesn't matter if its old waterway is destroyed or if it's not destroyed. Mayan shiatsa b'tchilo lo. You're never allowed to use a new waterway. So you see that the author must be Rabbi Yehuda. Last thing, main point number four, two possibilities which Tana holds, like our Mishnah, that only a davar avid is mutter, and only without tircha. A, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about irrigating trees, or B, Rabbi Yehuda about watering a Beis HaShlacha. Normally I'd want to go a little bit further into the next Amud, but we'll stop there because guys have to leave. Okay.